From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The Indonesian government has announced it will start administering a third COVID-19 dose for members of the general public starting January 12 as Omicron cases continue to rise in the country and more cases of community transmission of the new variant are reported. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said the booster shots will be available for people over the age of 18 who had received the second dose of vaccine at least 6 months ago. He went on to say the booster shots would only be accessible in regions that had inoculated 70% of their targeted population with the first dose of COVID-19 vaccines and 60% with the second dose. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, has said compliance with the health protocols can bolster national economic revival and generate jobs. Minister Sandiaga Uno remarked during an Antara talk show on Tuesday, invited people to help control the pandemic to avoid further transmission of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus that has been detected in Indonesia. Several international events will be held in the country this year, including G20, MotoGP, World Tourism Day, and Global Platform on Disaster Risk Reduction. According to the minister, on average, these events will bring 6,000 to 7,000 tourists. He then pointed out some of the ministry's achievements in 2021, such as providing better guidance to tourists, destination managers, officers, and the community in tourism villages for complying with the health protocols and meeting CHSE standards. The central government has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Jakarta administration recently to accelerate the construction of drinking water systems, or SPAM, that will expand tap water service in the city. The expansion of tap water services is seen as crucial to halting land subsidence in the sinking capital, which is primarily driven by excessive groundwater extraction as not all residents have access to pipe water. Now we move to the international news. China on Tuesday said it will continue to modernize its nuclear arsenal and called on the United States and Russia to reduce their stockpiles a day after global powers pledged to prevent such weapon spreading. In a rare joint statement setting aside rising West-East tensions, the United States, China, Russia, Britain, and France reaffirmed their goal of creating a world free of atomic weapons and avoiding a nuclear conflict. The five nuclear powers also committed to full future disarmament from atomic weapons, which have only been used in conflict in the U.S. bombings of Japan at the end of the Second World War. We move to the Standing Committee of the National Security Council that convened an emergency meeting on Wednesday to discuss the response to North Korea's firing of a projectile suspected to be a ballistic missile. In a press release, the presidential office said the committee members expressed concern that the launch came at a time when stability at home and abroad is indispensable. They agreed to analyze details of the projectile through close coordination between the militaries and intelligence authorities of South Korea and the U.S., while reaffirming the need to resume dialogue with the North. As the world continues to struggle with the rapid spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus and the still lingering Delta variant, scientists in France say they have discovered a new variant that contains multiple mutations. Experts at the IHAU Mediterranean Infection in Marseille said they had discovered the new variant in December in 12 patients living near Marseille, with the first patient testing positive after traveling to the Central African nation of Cameroon. The French scientists said they had identified 46 mutations in the new variant, dubbed B1640.2, that could make it more resistant to vaccines and more infectious than the original virus. We end news with the President Joe Biden that will mark the one-year anniversary of the deadly January 6 assault on the U.S. Capitol by Donald Trump's followers with a speech on Thursday warning of the threats to democracy. While Trump abandoned plans for a news conference that day as he reprised his attacks on Democrats and the media. The White House said Biden would push back against Trump's false claims, adopted by many of his followers, that his election defeat was the result of widespread fraud, as well as attempts to downplay the violence of the worst assault on the Capitol since the War of 1812. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The five countries that have global nuclear powers made a joint statement to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons and to avoid conflict as a result of their use. Citing AFP, the joint statement of the permanent members of the UN Security Council, namely China, French, Russia, Britain, and the United States, on Tuesday, January 4th, was issued following the latest review of the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons Treaty, or NPT, which first took effect in 1970. Undeniably, there have been frequent tensions between these countries, especially between those in the Cold War. Many decades ago, were called US, French, and England, and the East, Russia, and China. However, the five world powers view the avoidance of war between nuclear weapon states and the reductions of strategic risk as their main responsibility. The statement also pledged to comply with a key article in the NPT that states commit to full nuclear disarmament in the future. The US used nuclear weapons in Japan at the end of World War II, namely through the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, with a very terrible impact. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appreciated the joint statement by pointing out that the presence of 13,000 nuclear weapons worldwide is a growing threat, with the risk that they could be used at any time. The further spread of such weapons must be prevented. Nuclear war should not happen, given the enormous impact. Although influential, the joint statement of the five countries will not necessarily be able to eliminate all nuclear weapons in the world. Several other countries, such as Iran, North Korea, India, and Pakistan, are also known to have started developing nuclear weapons. While Israel is widely believed to have nuclear weapons, it has never officially acknowledged. However, the Statement of Nuclear Weapons Prevention Agreement is believed to be able to help increase mutual trust between countries. This includes replacing competition among the great powers with coordination and cooperation. In addition, it is hoped that it will also be able to melt tensions that often arise between nuclear power countries such as Russia and the US, which sometimes still leave traces of the Cold War in the past. The fact that cannot be denied is the potential for nuclear war is basically still there. Many countries are trying to increase their military strength, including nuclear weapons, in order to guard against threats from other parties. In fact, sometimes war can be prevented or even won in various other ways, such as diplomacy, restraint, or avoidance. Thus, nuclear war can be avoided. The world can be safe from destruction and the terrible impact on mankind.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 5, 1948 when A.M. Sipahutar passed away. Albert Manumpak Sipahutar is an Indonesian journalist and one of the founders of the national news agency Antara. The man born in Tarutung, North Tapanuli, had become the leader of two newspapers, namely Sinar Marhen and Zaman Kita, at the age of 20 years. He died on January 5, 1948 at the age of 33 years old due to lung disease. Moving on to an event on January 5, 1963 about the establishment of the Indonesian Women's Navy Corps, or COAL. On June 26, 1962, Admiral of the Indonesian Military, R.A. Marta Dinata, as Minister or Commander of the Navy, issued a decree regarding the formation of the Women's Navy Corps, or COAL, to give rights, duties, and honors to Indonesian women who wanted to join the military field. The initial members of COAL consisted of 12 women who were inaugurated as official students on January 5, 1963. This was the day that was the forerunner of the birth of the Women's Navy Corps Day, or COAL, and continues to be celebrated today. We end today in history with an event on January 5, 1976 about Kingsmill Massacre in Ireland. The Kingsmill Massacre was a mass shooting that took place on January 5, 1976 near the village of Whitecross in southern County Armagh, Northern Ireland. Gunmen stopped a minibus carrying 16 textile workers, 5 Catholics and 11 Protestants. They forced the Catholic workers to go out and line up 11 Protestants beside the minibus and shot them. The death toll was 10. All Protestants, only one survivor. Despite being shot 18 times, a group calling itself Republican Troops of Southern Armagh claimed responsibility. It is said the shooting was in retaliation for a series of attacks on Catholic civilians in the area by the Loyalists, particularly the killing of 6 Catholics the night before. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government, through the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, is temporarily banning coal export until January 31, 2022 to guarantee coal supply for power plants. That was stated by Ministry's Director General for Mineral and Coal, Ridwan Jamaluddin, in a statement in Jakarta on Saturday. Ridwan said if export ban was not imposed, 20 coal power plants with 10,850 megawatt will shut down. He added that the coal shortage can affect more than 10 million customers of state-owned power company PT PLN, from the people to the industries. This certainly can disturb national economic stability. However, when the coal supply for the power plants has been fulfilled, the export ban will be lifted. The government will evaluate after January 5, 2022. The government also had several times reminded coal businessmen to keep fulfilling their commitment in supplying coal to PT PLN. However, monthly coal supply for PLN was below the domestic market obligation. That resulted in a coal shortage for PLN power plants at the end of the year. According to Ridwan, a secure coal supply for a power plant is above 20 operational days. And until January 1, 2022, from the 5.1 million metric ton government's obligation, only 35,000 metric ton, or less than 1%, was fulfilled. This certainly could not fulfill the needs of every available coal power plant. Ridwan further remarked, coal businessmen understand and support the temporary coal export ban. He affirmed that if domestic coal obligation was followed, the national economy and investment climate will be maintained. At the same time, the ministry asked PLN to do business efficiency and activities that support quality power for all Indonesians.
Calling you late at night, talking about nothing, but we're always laughing. This time conversation, they raised my affections. Those were the good times, and I miss the old times. Have I told you lately that I miss you greatly? Sometimes I wish that I could still call you mine, still call you mine. Now all I've got is the stain on my blue jeans, the only way I could remember that you were once mine. Your voice were lullabies. I would be listening till I was sleeping, but our situation
it stop our relations? Why did we end it? Don't want to believe it. Cause I'm feeling lately that I miss you greatly. Sometimes I wish that I could still call you mine, still call you mine. Now all I've got is the stain on my blue jeans, the only
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you want to have a new adventurous experience at the beginning of this year, maybe Chiampelai Mountain can be your next adventure destination. The mountain, which has used to be a former limestone mine, has been transformed into a tourism destination whose view is beautiful enough. Located in Ciampea, Bogor, West Java, this limestone mountain has three peaks, namely Batu Roti, Galau, and Lalana. The highest peak is Lalana Peak, which is located at an altitude of 385 meters above sea level. The height of Lalana Peak is low for a mountain, but you have to be physically fit because the terrain that must be traversed to the top is quite steep. However, this limestone mountain is quite recommended for inexperienced climbers. In addition to its strange trekking, Chiampelai Mountain also has a special area for camping provided for visitors to set up tents. Even more unique, these camping ground tents do resemble a helicopter pad. This campground is quite large because it can accommodate as many as 15 until 20 tents. This tourism spot is not only for trekking and camping, but also for exploring its own charm. According to local residents, the area has more than 20 caves. This natural phenomenon is often the object of research for archaeologists. One of the most famous caves in Chiampelai Mountain is AC Cave. For the entrance ticket price at this Chiampelai Mountain, you will be charged 5,000 rupiah per person. If you bring personal motor vehicles, such as a motorbike, you will be charged a parking fee worth 5,000 rupiah, and a car, 10,000 rupiah. The facilities in this tourism destination are also quite complete, clean and adequate, such as a prayer room and toilet. If you don't bring a tent, the management provides a tent for rent with a fairly cheap price. If you want to visit this tourism spot, don't forget to always comply with health protocols, namely wearing masks, maintaining distance, and washing hands. That's Indonesian wonder.
Keras kepalaku sama denganmu, caraku marah, caraku tersenyum.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about perpisahan, which means farewell. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi, which means hope we can meet again. This conversation happens between Kevin and Nuni. Kevin is going back to Jakarta. He says farewell to Nuni. Let's listen to the conversation.
Aku pulang ya.
Iya, hati-hati di jalan ya. Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi.
Amin.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Pulang, pulang, which means go home. Hati-hati di jalan, hati-hati di jalan, which means take care. Mudah-mudahan, mudah-mudahan, which means hopefully. Semoga, semoga, which means hopefully. Bertemu lagi, which means meet again. Aku pulang ya, which means I'm going home, okay? Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi. Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi, which means hope we can meet again. Amin, amin, which means amen. In the conversation, you hear the expression, mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi. Mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi, which means, hope we can meet again. In the expression, there is the word mudah-mudahan, mudah-mudahan, which means hopefully. It is used to show hope. Another word to show hope is semoga, semoga, which also means hopefully. And aku berharap, which means I hope. So, when you want to say farewell and hope to meet again, you can say, mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi. Mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi, which means hope we can meet again. Let's listen to the other examples of a hope when saying farewell. Sampai jumpa, mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi ya. Sampai jumpa, mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi ya, which means see you, hope we can meet again. Amin, amin, which means amen. Aku pulang ya, semoga kita jumpa lagi suatu hari nanti. Aku pulang ya, semoga kita jumpa lagi suatu hari nanti. Which means, I'm going home, okay? Hope we can meet again one day. Amin, kita pasti bertemu lagi. Amin, kita pasti bertemu lagi. Which means, amen. We must meet again. Indonesian people often say, hati-hati di jalan, hati-hati di jalan, which means take care to those who want to go. The expression shows care and hope that the person is safe on the way. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Aku pulang ya.
Iya, hati-hati di jalan ya. Mudah-mudahan kita bertemu lagi.
Amin.
listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Hatiku tak menentu bila kau menjauh. Pandang matamu, tutur katamu, tanpanya waktuku hampa. Seandai alam raya menjadi saksi mata, tak akan bisa melukiskannya indahnya cintaku padamu. Bayangkan lautan biru tanpa pantai nan ayu. Bayangkan gelap gulita tanpa kehangatanmu. Hatiku tak menentu, senandungkan lagu. Pandang matamu, tutur katamu, tanpanya waktuku hampa. Pandang matamu, tutur katamu, tanpanya waktuku hampa. Bayangkan lautan biru tanpa pantai nan ayu. Bayangkan gelap gulita tanpa kehangatanmu. Hatiku tak menentu, senandungkan lagu. Pandang matamu, katamu, tanpanya waktuku hampa. Pandang matamu, tutur katamu, tanpanya waktuku hampa.
Kapan kau kembali, Adinda?
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now I would like to present a song from Bali entitled Bungan Sandat. Bungan Sandat is a kenanga flower which is often used in many tribal ceremonies in Bali. The song considers a teenager as Bungan Sandat, which is beautiful, but it can easily fade after being big. The song is also popularized by A.A. Made Chakra, who gives a message so that teenagers can maintain themselves. Moreover, adolescence is vulnerable toward negative influences. Well, listener, here is the song Bungan Sandat by A.A. Made Chakra.
Di bajang
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.